Hey guys.
What's up?
Good. Nothing.
How's everything going at Renner Statlin this year?
Pretty great. We were having some awesome people coming in.
Any issues? Did you have the game? What's that game I used to play a couple years ago?
Oh, the Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah,
I don't know what they played. I kind of.
They definitely did.
Yeah, there's something there.
I had a lot of fun. That was the first time I played it 2 years ago. That was a lot of fun.
So we're doing good over here. How are you guys doing over at the Knock?
Dude, it's been smooth sailing
it's
the last...
It's been pretty scary because it's been actually running very well.
Yeah.
Knock wood. Knock wood, actually.
The first couple hours, it seemed like it was coming and it was going. Yeah. What was the problem back then?
We had some issues.
Yeah, so there was a misconfiguration on one of our Arista routers.
Fat finger!
Yeah, it was a fat finger. It looked like a bug for a little bit, but when we actually narrowed down what it was silly. So, got through it, and it's been rock solid since.
Right.
We turned up some external monitoring.
We had some good equipment, right?
Yeah, we haven't had any drops since then.
I guess we should. We'll start at the beginning because we probably have tons of people that have just no idea what's involved with getting like this up and running. So, I guess just start like. How big are our pipes? What do you guys bring? How do you connect everything? Like, how is upstairs talking to downstairs? Like, just
yeah. So
tell me how to do it. So
there's
steal your job.
a lot of fiber involved.
You can have it.
So we have a dark fiber circuit between the hotel and 111 8th Avenue, which is one of the biggest carrier hotels in the world. And within 111 8th, we have a cross connect over to Hurricane Electric. And so we have the capability of turning up 100 gig, multiple 100 gig over like DWDM or some other mechanism. But for this conference, we were able to only secure 10 gig optics on both sides. And so we turned up 10 gigs to Hurricane Electric. We got an AS number. So we're 6427, if you want to look us up. We got a slash 18 of IPv4 space, which is pretty crazy, slash 48 of E6. So plenty of IPs to go around for everybody. We got a bunch of equipment sponsored. So Opaque Networks sponsored two Arista routers. We got 50 wireless access points and two controllers from Aruba. Let's see, what else do we get? We got a bunch of Aruba switches donated as well.
Yeah, we got some stuff donated to us. It's on a Knock. Like we got the Ripe Atlas Ripe witness.
Yeah.
That seemed pretty cool.
Yep.
And what else? And we had a couple of guys who put a couple of servers in there to stream some heavy traffic. You can talk more about that.
Yep.
So we get people coming in.
How early were you guys here, like, putting up access points and wiring the network?
So we got access to the space about 23 hours before the conference started, which was a little unexpected. So typically we get access on like Wednesday night, mm-hmm. and we can at least do the initial run and test connectivity to Hurricane Electric. We weren't able to do that this time. And as a result, we had a bunch of issues on Thursday that we had to work through. So RCN had not patched us in two different locations, yet they certified that the circuit was good end to end. And so, as a result, we had to spend most of the day on Thursday. I think
just
we got the circuit up at like 3 or 4.
Yeah, just troubleshooting that.
Yeah, just troubleshooting that. So, yeah, it's
a
been
a lot of phone calls, a lot of like begging and negotiating and Indian trading to get that working. Yeah. So, and then we set up the wires. We run the cable from the 18 because obviously the hotel is not very tech friendly with regards to core space, so we have to run it through all the weird nooks and crannies of the building. We get a bunch of volunteers on, God bless the volunteers, to help us out, because otherwise we couldn't get this done. They run the cabling down from 18 to the mezzanine, and then we hook it up to the switch, we run it. There's blue painter's tape all over the place, in case people haven't noticed that. And then we hook it up, and miraculously we get it working. This year, everything's working out. And I don't want to jinx this, but everything's working out really well so far with everything. And we get the AV guys hooked up, and then the addition of the streaming. So every year there's something new. They add some new technology that we have to handle, and we're able to do it. And we just, we work together. And personally, miraculously, I don't know how we do it sometimes. It's like, I always think like, we're not going to get it done this year. And then people come in. We have new additions of people every year that we love meeting. And that's the part of the thing I love about the conference, is that every time I come here, I'm always surprised. I'm always impressed by the people that show up, and we just get it done.
So we got a great network with awesome gear, big fat pipes. How are we filling it up?
So yeah, we've had some interesting use cases come along. So NYC Mesh, I think, is our biggest consumer of bandwidth this time. They're doing 6 to 7 gigs of traffic continuous since probably late yesterday evening. And so they were just sending like iperfs continuously to servers at packet.net. And they reached out to us and were like, what the hell are you guys doing over there? And so as a result, they decided to stop doing that to packet.net. Now they're doing it to AWS. So it's just a little blip on their radar. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of one interesting case to fill up the pipes. But you know, there's another one. There's a little Pelican case.
Yeah.
And that guy has like 16 terabytes of rainbow tables that he's serving up on the internet.
Uh-huh.
We've got a IRC server on 2600net. Obviously, Rich said the Ripe Atlas sensor.
Yep.
So people are doing trace routes and pings to all sorts of locations out on the internet.
That's right. So. Ted Rabbit, you know, set that up, donated that to us, so we thank him.
Yep.
From Tool.
Now, what type of software are you guys using to get the metrics? Like, what are you looking at? Take me through that.
Yeah, so we're using a service called Kentik. So it's a software as a service application. We're sending S-Flow data into their collection servers. They're doing analysis to correlate that data with SNMP, as well as a full BGP table for V4 and V6. And so we're able to get some really cool metrics as to like how, like the ports and protocols that are in use, how much traffic's going to specific IPs or ASs or countries. So we just have a lot more visibility this time than we've ever had before.
Have you guys seen any like cool or weird patterns emerge from the data that they're collecting?
Yeah, so I mean, I think one of the most interesting ones, so we're handing out Google DNS as the default DHCP. And it's interesting to see like what DNS servers people are noticing that they're going to Google DNS and choosing to change to something else. So we have people that are like querying the root servers directly. We have people that are changing it to be Cloudflare or something else. And so we're able to get some cool kind of metrics out of that. So it's been interesting.
Network related, but not really. I just learned, I didn't learn, but I knew about it. The key signing ceremony that, you know how like there's like 14 people with keys to the internet?
Yeah.
I just learned about that today.
Oh.
And has anyone here witnessed it?
I never witnessed it.
They record it on video because they have to, because it's part of the rules. But you could send them an email and be like, hey, I want to watch you guys. It takes like 5 hours.
Yep.
Really? You could go watch them sign the cert 4 times a year.
I've actually met one of the guys that does it, and it was like really funny. It was at Nanog, and I sat down with him, and he's got this huge gray beard, right? And
it's like Gandalf the Wizard. From
yeah, and I asked him what he did for a living, and he's like, "Oh, I'm a janitor." Yeah, it's an interesting group of folks for sure.
Yeah, I heard that. I think there's like 14 of them, and 13 of them have had it since like the keys appeared.
Right,
and like
first started using them.
Yeah, the oldest guy retired recently. But, like, yeah, the same people meet up, like, 4 times a year, East Coast, West Coast, alternate. It,
wow.
Really interesting. I knew it happened, I just didn't know how.
I think I'm going to sign up for that next time.
Right, like a road trip down to Virginia.
Yeah, something. Oh, it's in Virginia.
Virginia and then over in California.
Yeah.
Right. Every four,
sounds like
four
a road
months.
Trip.
It doesn't surprise me. I mean, you got Vint Cerf walking around in Reston, so.
Yeah, that's super cool. I don't know. What else you did? Anything you guys want to talk about?
No. Just everything's, you know, everything's going really unusually smooth. Like, I'm just expecting any minute something to happen, but so far everything's been good. And we're happy.
I try to go to this webcomic that gets updated every Sunday, and it was blocked as adult content. And I was angry about that.
So we have something new this year. So in previous years, so we've always delegated public IP addresses to everybody, right? And mm-hmm. So we're handing those out in a DHCP pool. There's no firewall in front of the main conference network.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and we've had concerns from the press in the past. They've come in and been like, how do I not get hacked? And like we've helped them like turn on a firewall and like just do basic security posture, right? And this time we decided, I started a new job about a year ago. Mike, sitting next to me, joined as well. And so we're at a company called Opaque, and we do security from the cloud. And so what we decided to do this time is actually bring one of our appliances set up a new SSID for the press and for trusted
so now
folks.
You know what ID I'm on.
Yeah, and so we're doing layer 7 inspection of that traffic. We're blocking malicious content and things like that.
What's the name of the appliance that you guys are using?
So it's called Opaque is the service. So it's just opaq.com. Yeah. So
cool.
What was the SSID
of? It's dash priv.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, we had 4 SSIDs this year. We had a just open one. We had the priv. We had a PSK one, and then we tried to do Radius, but we were having all sorts of issues with our Aruba appliance, so didn't work out quite as expected.
Is there anything next year that you'd do differently than you did this year?
Not really.
This year went really, really smoothly.
Yeah.
We normally are working until 4 a.m., and we got done at 1 a.m. this year. Yeah. Our cable runs, most configurations.
Yeah, because we have a lot of guys that are coming back, which is always great. Have people show up again, and that's something I always enjoy, like having seen the people again. That's why I come to the conference, to see the people I enjoy hanging out with and coming back in. So I got a lot of guys who are here, and I just say, hey, you know what you got to do. Take 3 or 4 guys and go take care of that thing over there, and they just take care of it. So it's a lot. I just delegate and it gets done. It's amazing. I just can't say enough about the volunteer guys that come in. Just
the people is what make it work.
Yeah, it really does.
Could you guys just walk me a little bit through the teardown, since it takes that long to set up?
Yeah, so they usually, so they have the speakers, and the way it is in the schedule, they're kind of staggered. Like, so one room ends at like 4, the next one 5, and the next one at 6. The closing ceremonies then end at 7 o'clock or something. So as each conference room or each room gets done for the conference, they start to break it down. So as there's another talk going on, we're tearing down, say, Richie. And then the next one goes up in Skytop, we'll tear that down. And then the closing ceremonies, everybody congregates there. And when that's done, we tear it down. So usually by 9 o'clock, we're almost completely, unpacked everything. It's really amazing. And then, like I said, as each talk is finished, we always make the shout out to all the people. Like, if you want to stay, help us take care of this. And we always have like a lot of people at the end. And like, where were you people 3 days ago when I was getting this thing up and running? And but we get a lot of enthusiasm. And I'm like, okay, you go do that. You go take care of that. You go do that. It's almost impossible for me sometimes to organize. I'm like, there's so many people, I don't know where to put them, that they're so helpful. I'm like, all right, go bundle up cable over here, or just take all the tape down from where we left off. So it's sometimes a little bit haphazard, but it's that good kind of, everybody's just, happy and, just glad to be here, and I just get them involved, and they're just happy to participate. It's just, again, I can't say enough good, great things about them. That's about it.
For next time, if someone wants to get involved with you guys and what you do, what's the best way to get a hold of you guys in the off season? Is there
the off season? I like that.
Just reach out to the volunteers email list for Hope, and Lindsay will punt it my way.
Shout out, so. Say like, hey,
yeah, exactly. She says like, oh, give me your email address so Fiber. I can get in touch with you, and she just yep.
Yeah, or just tweet at us. We're at Hope Knock on Twitter. Yeah. So.
Okay, cool. Thanks. I appreciate you guys. Anybody have anything they want to plug?
Nope.
For our millions of listeners or four.
Well, I mean, I would say thanks to Hurricane Electric for providing the bandwidth. We obviously couldn't do that without them, especially dealing with the pain of pushing 7 to 8 gigs and just random transit or peering connections. We utilized IPv4 auctions.com for our IP space. So /18 is like ridiculously expensive. Like, those blocks are going for like $19 an IP. So getting the number of public IPs that we have is like next to impossible. And then obviously Aruba for all the rest of the gear and Opaque. So
cool, guys. Thanks for your time.
Yeah.
It was great having you on.
Well, it's great being here. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it.